Hey everyone, it's Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more grace, grit, and let's be honest, a whole lot of stoicism. Ever feel like the world's throwing curveballs your way faster than you can say breathe? I get it. Between deadlines, relationships, personal goals, and just keeping up with the ever-spinning hamster wheel of modern life, sometimes it feels like we're constantly teetering on the edge of overwhelm. But here's the thing. True inner strength isn't about being invincible, it's about having the resilience to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward, even when things get tough. And that's exactly what we're diving into today, finding that unshakable core of courage within you, no matter what life throws your way. Let's be real, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's facing your fears head-on, even when your heart is pounding like a drum solo. It's the quiet determination to keep going when every fiber of your being wants to quit. Think about those times you had to speak up for what you believed in, even when it felt scary. Or that moment you decided to step outside your comfort zone and try something new, despite the butterflies swirling in your stomach. That, my friends, is courage in action. So how do we cultivate this inner wellspring of strength? This starts with self-awareness. Take a moment to really understand your fears, those nagging doubts that hold you back. Are they based on reality or just limiting beliefs holding you hostage? Once you identify them, you can start to challenge them head-on. Remember, fear is a liar. It often magnifies the danger and minimizes your ability to handle it. Next up, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru, though that's awesome if it works for you. But rather being present in the moment, savoring the small victories, and accepting the challenges as part of the journey. When you're grounded in the present, you're less likely to get swept away by anxieties about the future or regrets about the past. Now, let's talk about building resilience. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. Whenever you face a setback, see it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Instead of letting those challenges break you, use them to fuel your determination and emerge even stronger. Remember those moments when you felt truly courageous? Maybe it was standing up for a friend, taking on a daunting project, or simply pushing through a difficult day. Reflect on what gave you the strength in those situations. Was it your belief in yourself, the support of loved ones, or a quiet sense of inner calm? Identify those sources of power and cultivate them further. And finally, never underestimate the power of kindness. Being kind to yourself and others creates a ripple effect that strengthens our collective courage. When we treat each other with compassion, understanding, and empathy, we create a supportive environment where everyone can thrive, even in the face of adversity. Picture this. You're at a networking event, feeling like an imposter syndrome ninja trying to blend in. You're surrounded by seemingly confident people, all effortlessly connecting, while you feel your palms sweating and your heart racing. This is it, right? The moment you want to bolt and hide under a table of hors d'oeuvres. But then, remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed. You take a deep breath, acknowledge your fear, hey, everyone feels nervous sometimes. And remind yourself that this is an opportunity to learn and grow. You focus on being present in the moment, genuinely listening to others and offering your own perspectives with authenticity. Maybe you even strike up a conversation with someone who seems just as out of place as your shared awkwardness can be a great icebreaker. Suddenly, that fear transforms into a spark of courage. You realize that true confidence doesn't come from pretending to have it all figured out. It comes from embracing vulnerability, showing up authentically, and connecting with others on a human level. So remember, friends, inner strength isn't about being fearless. It's about facing your fears head-on with courage, resilience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Challenge those limiting beliefs, practice mindfulness, build your resilience muscle, tap into your sources of power, and never underestimate the transformative power of kindness. Ready to unleash your inner warrior? Share this episode with someone who needs a little stoic boost, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep shining brightly, my friends. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.